proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Bronson, and it's my delight to have in studio with us today, Jackie Powell. Welcome to the studio, Jackie.
Shalom, Aaron, and thank you for having me.
Well, Jackie, we've had you on a past couple programs talking about Hebrew nuggets that some of our listeners are familiar with, also Light for Israel and Bible distribution, some amazing things. But as we think about the Bible, the Word of God, and how it came from the Jewish people, both of us have a great affection for the land of Israel, some places there. I have very favorite places of my own all throughout the country there. But being you're the guest today, I'm going to give that to you. What would you say is probably one of your favorite highlights, your favorite spots to be at in Israel?
Well, my favorite place in Israel is in the Judean desert, and especially around the area of the Dead Sea. To me, it's just very beautiful in a very stark kind of way, and also the events that happen there make it very dear to me. The thing at the Dead Sea that I love to study is of course, the Dead Sea Scrolls, because they were found at Qumran, which is located at the northern corner of the Dead Sea. So if you're coming down the road from Jerusalem, and as you said, you descend, you come down to the Dead Sea, and you can either turn left and go up to the Galilee, or you can turn right and go down to Masada, and right there is where Qumran is located.
And so we just have a little bit more time here with our program today. And Jackie, just share with us again, what's your desire when people, when maybe they go to Israel for the first time, and a little bit shock and awe trying to gather everything in. But what would you say their reaction should be when seeing a place even like Qumran?
Well, I know when I first saw these places in Israel, you know, the thing that really struck me, and the reason I love Israel so much, is because I kept thinking, you know, this is where these events really happened, you know, and when you're reading the Bible and you're thinking, all of these events really happened right here, and it just gives an authenticity even more to the Word of God. And then the second thing that comes to my mind is the fact that, you know, this is the land of the Bible. The Jewish people wrote the Bible, and that means that Israel is the home of the Jewish people. This is their land. This is their home. And it just lets me know even more how important the land of Israel is to the Jewish people. And, you know, it's their home. It's where all of these events from history have occurred. And so it's very dear to them, and that should make it very dear to me.
Okay, so we have the land of the book, the people of the book together, and probably one thing that we need to be is believers of the book.
Yes.
And so having these things together, meeting in the land of Israel, visiting a place like Qumran, seeing the Dead Sea Scrolls, which, by the way, if you go to the Israel Museum, you could actually see the Dead Sea Scrolls in person.
Yes.
An amazing. Of course, that the Dead Sea Scrolls are really in several people's hands, but the largest group is there at the Israel Museum. It's a must-see, wouldn't you say?
Yes, yes. I've actually never got to go to the Shrine of the Book Museum, but I did see the Dead Sea Scrolls on a traveling display here in the USA. But one of my heart's desires is to go back to Israel and go to the Shrine of the Book and see them. But yes, if you get to go to Israel, make sure you get to go there.
I tell you what, that's a bucket list that definitely should be there for every believer. Again, we have Jackie Powell with us with Light for Israel, sharing with us some thoughts about the Word of God, Land of Israel, some amazing places there. And let's become people of the book. Let's take this to heart, what we've learned today, and get into the Word of God and share the Word with others too, the Jew first as well as to the Greek. And again, thank you, Jackie, for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Aaron. My pleasure. And thank you to all the listeners.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.